camp room, and we're going to first of all bring up Senate Bill 184, which we heard last Thursday. And what this is basically is a dispute between attorneys.
Thank you.
And I think that should probably be handled in the Judiciary Committee. So, Senator Torgerson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would move Senate Bill 184 out of committee with individual recommendations.
Any objections? Without objection, Senate Bill 184 will seek an early death in the Judiciary Committee in all probability. For the record, Senators Miller, Torgerson, Kelly, and Salo are present. Okay, committee substitute for Senate Bill 165, Hess, an act related to psychologists and psychological associates. We have a proposed committee substitute in front of us. Sherman, you want to explain the committee substitute before we get into the substance of the bill?
Sponsored. Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Mike Tibbles, for the record, aide to Senator Lyda Green, Senate Hess Committee. There were four changes to the Labor and Commerce CS. I'll point this out briefly. On page 1, line 10, we've added psychologist in front of license to specify the type of license that the board would issue. On page 2, line 20, we've added psychological associate, and again, that would specify the type of license. On page 3, line 7, carrying to line 8, we've added to provide psychological services within and removed for specific activities or areas of competence as determined by, and that would tighten up the language. And the final change is on page 5, line 16, and we've removed the word specific to conform with the change we made in section 4, or 5, sorry.
Okay. Mike, what's the thrust of the bill? What are you trying to accomplish here?
The reason we introduced the bill was to address an inadequacy in the law. And currently, right now, the psychological associates, the master's level, are held to a different standard than other master level professionals. And that is an example. The marital and family therapists have a different standard for their licensing requirements. So we were trying to conform the psychological associates.
Do we require that they be married?
Mr. Chairman, other than marital and family therapists, what were the other examples of coming into line with master's degree professionals? Were there others?
No. That was the intent of the bill, to bring them in line with those two. Currently, the psychological associates have a 3-year for licensure, and then
an additional 5.
Right. Well, it's a total of 5 years, and we're bringing it to 2 years. The same with the other master levels.
Any other questions?
No.
Okay. We're on teleconference. Was there somebody on teleconference in Anchorage that wanted to testify today?
Yes, they just signed in, so I'll just put the name to you just as quick as I can. We need to try to give it to you.
Okay, let's go to Fairbanks then. Did somebody in Fairbanks want to testify?
Fairbanks hasn't called in yet.
Okay. All right, then we are ready to listen to Anchorage. Go ahead, Alan.
Okay. I would like to talk in support of the passage of this bill. I am the co-chair of the committee in the Alaska Psychological Association that has sponsored this bill. And what we're trying to do is I have twofold. One is to bring the psychological associate's licensure requirements in line with marriage and family therapy and
Okay, are we, okay, we're making sexual misconduct grounds for imposition of disciplinary sanctions, is that correct?
What we're doing is we're changing the language from lewd conduct to a definition of sexual misconduct that's clear, and brings it into alignment with the national standard.
Is any sexual contact considered misconduct?
Yes, it is.
Within 2 years.
The way that the law had originally been, or traditionally been interpreted, is if a therapist had sexual contact with a client at any time after the client, or during therapy, or any time after therapy for the rest of that person's life, that was considered an impropriety. What we've done now is, and nationally what is being interpreted is, that's an unreasonable standard. So what we've done now is we've modified that to say that sexual misconduct during therapy or within 2 years after the termination of therapy is a sexual, is an impropriety. That.
Okay. Include sexual conduct as defined in regulations adopted under this chapter. Have those regulations already been adopted?
No, they have not. Well, not to my knowledge. I think that's going to be clarified as far as regulation.
Okay. I'm sorry if I interrupted. Were you finished with your testimony?
Yes, I was.
Further questions? Okay, let's listen to Catherine Reardon from the Division of Occupational Licensing. Catherine?
Chair and members of the committee, my name is Catherine Reardon, Director of the Division of Occupational Licensing. Actually, I'm just here to be available for questions if you have any. Don't have any particular points to add.
Is the administration supporting this bill?
Administration's neutral on the bill.
I guess that's not bad for this administration. Neutral. Did anybody else in Fairbanks or Anchorage want to testify today? Okay, thank you. Senator Salo.
Jennifer, let me ask, though, is the main thrust of this bill, would you say that it is to lessen the amount of time required until a psychological associate can practice independently? How would you characterize the main thrust of the bill?
Well, I would put it out there as an equity issue with other master's level mental health care professionals. That's the primary thrust of the bill.
Thank you.
Okay. Did anybody else want to testify on this bill today? What is the will of the committee? Senator
Slato. Mr. Chairman, I move that we send CS for Senate Bill 165, Labor and Commerce, out with individual recommendations.
Any objections? Without objection, Senate Bill 165, Labor and Commerce, is moved from committee. Is there any other business to come before the committee today? With none, we will adjourn.
I just thought that I didn't object.